first class on a flight from New York to Los Angeles. Kind of making small talk, killing time, flirting with the flag.
Welcome back to the Jeff Porter Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Monday morning. 251-343-0106. Want to be in touch with the program? All you got to do is text us, and then we will respond. So whatever it is that is on your mind, I see I've got a few. Keep them coming. Do appreciate the feedback. Coming up here about an hour from now, former Alabama Supreme Court Chief Justice Lynn Stewart speaking on behalf of the, I guess, the anti-ethics bill crowd. That always goes well on this program, so we'll hear from her in the 10 o'clock hour. At 11 o'clock hour, Dale Jackson, WVNN, Yellowhammer News. You'll want to stick around for that as well. But joining us now, we do this every other Monday. Happy to hear from my friend from North Mobile County, Citronelle to be precise, but a state representative, Shane Stringer, is on with us. Representative, good morning. How are you?
Hey, doing great, Jeff. Thank y'all for having me again.
Hey, thanks for making time for us. The days are ticking by. A 3-day week this week. There's a lot of bills or a lot of folks' bills still to go. I know you got a couple there, and we'll see if we get to them. But I guess first I want to kind of talk about your bills that you got out there, a couple of gun bills, especially with the sort of the tracking or what do you call it with the credit cards. But what do you have that's on the that's been filed?
Yeah, we've got the bill that's going to prohibit credit card companies from tracking ammunition and gun purchases throughout our state. That's become a problem across the country. We've been working with a lot of different people, including the credit card companies, trying to, you know, get this worked out and get it ready to go. I think we're in good shape now and should be going to committee with it this week.
Yeah, and that's something, you see, we see it around the country, but it's like, well, we've seen this in the past where the credit card companies would cooperate with the federal government and reveal financial data, purchases, or whatever. It just makes you think that they will do that with, why wouldn't they do that with firearms?
Yeah, I've got a letter that the House Democrats from the U.S. House have sent to the credit card companies, basically, you know, requesting this. And, you know, they're going to do anything and everything they can to try to take away people's Second Amendment rights and our guns. So it's going to take states like Alabama to stand up for what's right and do what we can do to prohibit this from happening. You know, and talking with the credit card companies, I don't think all of them are going to be opposed to what I'm doing here. You know, this is just gives them a reason to tell the federal government that they cannot do it in Alabama.
Well, yeah, because it's not that, you know, whether or not they're opposed or the pro Second Amendment or anti Second Amendment or whatever. I got to think this is, if the federal government started requiring that sort of a database or whatever, that would come at a significant cost to these credit card companies.
Yeah, and not only that, you know, their concern is whenever the NRA or pro-Second Amendment groups file these blanket lawsuits relating to this, they're going to be wrapped up in that and, you know, going to experience legal cost and lots of time consuming from that. So they're absolutely, this may be their out to keep them from being involved in it in Alabama at least.
Yeah, and is this something that, you know, is there a federal law dictates, you know, regulates credit card companies? Is this something that they would potentially conflict with federal law or federal jurisdiction? Or have we seen states do this in the past?
Yeah, I think we've got around 17 states that have passed this type of legislation so far. Across the country, and you know, it's going to only apply to sales and purchases in Alabama. far as internet sales where somebody's purchasing it from another state, if that state does not have the same type legislation, then it's not going to help them. But basically, you know, the House Democrats are asking the credit card companies to track this and to turn it over to federal law enforcement, which I would assume would be the FBI, and, you know, what they do with it. You know, they're requesting that they, that a gun and a gun registry be complied on law-abiding citizens, and that's just not right. And we'll fight that tooth and nail.
Well, we're keeping an eye on that one. What's the timeline, or what's the status look like right now?
It's looking good. We should be going to committee with it. You know, met with a lot of members, a lot of different people last week. Looks like it's going to Public Safety, Homeland Security Committee this week. And we've got a Senate sponsor that's going to help us upstairs. So if we can get it out today, get it out Wednesday.
Anyway, Representative, how many days left? We got like, 11 working day or 11 session days?
Yeah, we're right at 11. Like I said, we're looking at 3-day week this week. So it's going to go by fairly quick. You know, what you're going to want done better happen quick, or it ain't going to happen this session.
Well, tell me, though, it does look like it's a pretty crowded slate. Gambling, who knows? The Senate looks like it's not really interested in a conference committee, as far as I can tell. And then there's what's become weirdly controversial, the Matt Simpson ethics bill, which I would think would be a heavy lift. And it's probably, I mean, obviously budgets, and there's probably a bunch of other pieces of legislation we're not even thinking about. I got this workforce development package, and I, you know, it's always a sunny day chamber of commerce kind of stuff, but whatever you think of that, how's it going to get done in these last 11 days?
Well, I mean, that's where these relationships come into play, and you develop relationships with different ones in these committees and, you know, across the board when the House and the Senate, and, you know, just working with the leadership and trying to help get it passed. You know, I did meet with the House leadership last week, and everything, you know, appears to be good there. And, you know, just getting any and everything worked out as far as any bugs or concerns. And I think we're good to go and ready to go. You know, this bill is passed bipartisan in some states. So, you know, I'm hoping that we don't get as much kickback here in Alabama, but, you know, we'll see. We'll work it hard, work these relationships, and, you know, try to push a hard timeline to try to get it passed.
Yeah. What about, you know, as you head toward the journey for the year, let's talk about the budgets. And, you know, you hear record education budget every single year, and those are at times controversial, but they always seem to kind of get together and they sort of work themselves out. Any reason to believe that this year will deviate from that?
No, I think everything would be fine. As you know, with everything, I mean, when you've got, I guess, plenty of money, not more than enough, but we have plenty of money that, you know, that makes the negotiations and that makes the everything go a little bit smoother and getting it passed. So I expect that's what we'll see this year. The budget chairs are very squared away and sharp and doing a great job. So I think that we're going to be good to go once they get their budgets presented to us and, you know, get ready to go. I think it'll pass easy.
Representative, sometimes thinking about it, a few of the lawmakers that I were talking over the last several days, but just this gambling impasse. But not to argue or talk about that in particular. The working relationship between the House and the Senate, and what's that like from your perspective? It's at times it seems like it's really working. I guess it just depends on the issue. But at other times, you wonder, like, are y'all even on the same planet? What's your sense of that?
Yeah, you know, it kind of comes and goes. It, like you said, it really depends on the topic that we're addressing what we're trying to accomplish. You know, but then issues like the gaming comes up, and it's, you know, I guess contentious, and it's, seems that everybody has an opinion about it, you know, and difference of opinions. And, you know, the Senate has passed the gaming legislation out several times, and, the House failed to do so on our side. So, you know, this time it started in the House and went out. Now, of course, it's a little different, or a lot different than it's been in the past. So, I don't know. It's, you know, a lot of that goes back to relationships and getting to know these senators and their staff upstairs, getting to know the leadership and just working with them, you know, being able to negotiate when they have issues downstairs. A lot of times they'll do the same up there, but it's definitely different. You know, we got way more legislators in the House, and so they have a lot more pressure on them in making decisions. Their decisions, you know, are really, really important when it comes to passing legislation or blocking it upstairs. So, you know, a lot of times they get a lot more pressure than we do when it comes to passing something. And, you know, that makes a difference. You know, most of the ones I'm talking to are listening to their constituents and their districts and listening to the vested parties in these types of legislation like gaming and some of the others. So it's, you know, I think they've got a lot on them upstairs, and, you know, they're forced to make some tough decisions.
I'll tell you what strikes me, Representative, about this is this, let's use gambling for an example, but, you know, the speaker or leadership really wants something, and the Senate's not playing ball, well, then you have sometimes seen this, or vice versa, where the other chamber will pump the brakes, particularly, I guess, with the Senate more than you do the House. But if you guys are taking up a bill, somebody upstairs in the Senate will hit the brakes and slow everything down, and it'll back everything up to where a lot of bills aren't getting to the floor for a vote. And so tell me, like, that's... Do you worry about that being a possibility here, when maybe this gambling or whatever, maybe it's another issue where the Senate isn't necessarily willing to play ball, so the House is going to slow things down until the Senate wakes up and starts getting more in the game?
Yeah, there's a lot of tactics that are used in Montgomery, and that's absolutely one of them. You know, from time to time, somebody will challenge local bills and try to slow a different area's local bills down, and, you know, do that. I know that in the House, we are constantly looking at how many House bills are passed, you know, through the Senate, and how many Senate bills are passed through the House, to kind of make sure that we're on a equal playing field here, and trying to get, you know, get as much done for our state as we can. But, you know, everybody, you know, there's very difficult to pass legislation, and that's on purpose. You really don't want it to be too easy, so you really have to work hard to try to accomplish getting a piece of legislation passed through both chambers. And, you know, that's when you get to see, I guess, the cream rises to the top. You get to see who's who, and the ones that can work both chambers to accomplish that.
Representative, speaking of local bills, I haven't seen a lot of that yet. We're you know, kind of past the midpoint. But how much time do you think typically, or this year, I guess would be more appropriate, that's going to take up? How many calendar days?
It can consume a day or two here or there, you know, so it's important. You know, we just got a lot on the table. It's going to be interesting to see how much of it we can get accomplished or pushed through. You know, I know the calendars are going to be full, and we'll be working, you know, long, hard days trying to accomplish as much as we can, and hopefully make up some of the ground we lost in dealing with some of the ethics bill and the gaming bill and some of the bigger pieces of legislation.
Right. That gambling took up the first 2 weeks, and if y'all weren't paying attention, I mean, it that's all you really were working on those first 2 weeks. And so the days you lost, at least 5 days, 6 days there, those first 2 weeks,
yep.
And that doesn't sound like a lot, but it is. It's significant, and everything else is like hurry up offense now, it seems like.
Yeah, you know, and 6 days may not seem like a lot, but when you're only talking 30 days of legislature meeting, so it does mean a lot, and it don't take long to get behind if you're not careful.
Well, Representative, we're out of time. Got to leave it there, but always appreciate your time. Stay safe up there in Montgomery, and we'll do this again soon.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all, and thank your listeners.
State Representative Shane Stringer right there. We got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Moore Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Blood like wine.